Democrats in the Senate say the Republican budget proposal puts the cost of running state government on Ohioans who are the least able to afford it. Senator Kenny Yuko uses the analogy of a burning house to outline the difference in the plan from his caucus and the one unveiled by Republicans earlier this week.
We have one plan that calls for a can of gasoline and one plan that calls for some water. We're here to tell you that we got the fire hose on our side.
The Democrats' plan calls for suspending a tax cut that allows many small businesses to deduct up to $250,000. They say that will save the state more than $2 billion that can be invested into schools, Medicaid, and local governments. And they say their bill won't give those most able to pay income taxes a break at the expense of lower wage earners who can least afford it. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.